Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I want to talk to you about developing the winning mindset. This is something that is very difficult for most people to create because in order to have a winning mindset, you need to become unstoppable. You need to create those beliefs within you so that you can keep pushing forward no matter what's going on in your life. And that can be really, really challenging, can't it? Because we have so many different things going on around us from time to time that come in and try and shove us off course and push us in a direction that we don't really want to go to. And so we have to learn how to create those foundational things that enable us to grow and thrive every single day. Now, if you think about, you get up and you, through no thinking of your own, you're breathing all the time. You get up and you're living another day. You know that in order to do that, you need to feed yourself. Now, what you choose to put into your body is going to keep you alive for a certain period of time. We need a certain amount of food into our body that's converted to sugars to help keep our glucose going through our body so that we can stay alive and stay functional, etc., etc. Now, body is very clever at taking a lot of the different things that we give it and convert it to what it needs, but it's not a perfect system because you can't just put anything into your body and expect to get great results. So if you put crap food in, you're going to get pretty ordinary results coming out. But people go through their day and they're eating whatever to get to that next meal and get through the day, and then they get through to another day. So that's what we call survival. And that's the survival of you as a human. But then you think about, so what are the foundational things that you need to be doing every day for your mindset? And you say, well, I need to speak nicely to people. I need to perhaps stay positive is about the extent that most people go to. But just like your nutrition, just like you're getting the best results for your body and your energy levels and so forth, there is a very specific scientific way to achieve those results. So you can do sensible strength training. You can do some sensible cardio training. You can eat the right types of foods. You can think about this. That's right, you go. There are many different ways to be able to do that. And for instance, the amount of protein that you need to consume, the amount of high energy carbohydrates, the amount of plant-based food, etc., etc. Now, depending on your health and wellness goals will determine, and your health and height and age and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, the goals that you want to achieve are going to greatly impact what it is that you should be consuming, because we don't all consume exactly the same foods in the same quantities every single day. We won't get the same outcomes. We've all got different genetics and all that kind of stuff. And so then that can help you sustain your body and help it thrive to achieve the results that you want to achieve. And guess what? Most people don't do that, so they don't get the body and health they truly are capable of, or they deserve, or they really want. It's only those select few that do it. Now, the mindset is the same. If you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know that one of my key beliefs in success and happiness in life is progress. If you are continuing to make progress in your life every single day, then you'll be happy. You will be successful. If you develop that hunger and curiosity for what does it take to take me from where I am to that next level to make me even more successful, then you will become more successful. Why? Because you're hungry and you're curious and you're an action taker. But if you don't do those things, then you will be like most of the population and you're just going through life. And it's the difference between surviving and thriving. That winning mindset, you really need. Yes, you need to be positive, but I would say more than that, you just need to be hungry for success. And then define success, I suppose. I was going to say, depends what success means for you, but define what success is for you. What does it mean for your health and wellness? What does it mean for your wealth? What does it mean for your business? What does it mean for your relationships? What does it mean for your kids? If you can't define those things, then you really don't know what to aim for. But when you clearly articulate it and identify it, wow, so much changes for you, because your thinking is then channeled down a particular pipe, if you like, as opposed to there's no pipe and the water's just going everywhere. Put a pipe in place and all of a sudden we've got a very clear directional flow. And again, most people won't take the time to learn how to do it and do it. So I find that creating that winning mindset for me has taken years and years to be able to develop. So I haven't really known what are the key things that I needed to be doing. And it's through trial and error. And now knowing that what do I need to do every single day to get that done really helps me create the winning mindset. So I'm going to quickly run you through what it is that I do to achieve that. The first one is that my health is my spine. So what that means is I make sure that I am eating 6 meals a day, 5 to 6 highly balanced meals. I know the exact amount of protein that I want to be eating to achieve my strength and conditioning goals. I know that the amount of high energy carbohydrates, the timing of the carbohydrates, the fruits, the vegetables, etc., the omega-3 fats, where are they coming from, how often am I eating those. I know exactly what I'm doing and when I'm doing them. I know the amount of water that I need to be consuming, which for me is about 3 liters a day. I will do that for most of the year, consume 3 liters of water a day. I know that what are the best sources of protein that work for me. I know recently I was talking about iron deficiency. I know that that's something that I need to really carefully monitor, because if I don't, then I can get some outcomes that aren't particularly great, i.e. fatigue. I know that when it comes to my training, I need to be doing 3 strength sessions a week. I know how my body works well. I know the exercises that I can load. I know that I work well with a really good structured program, doing it for 12 weeks and breaking it down into 3-4 week blocks. I know that's when I perform my best. I know the times when I need to go to the gym to do a workout as opposed to doing it in the studio, because it just gives me a little bit of an extra push. I know when I need to maybe mix up a workout and use some different equipment. I know the cardio that I need to be doing. This has taken me years to work out, that all I do is what I'm doing right now is I just walk. That's all I do. I really enjoy that. I hate the high intensity stuff. I hate a lot of the other things where you need to do that and it's not good for my body in terms of my joints and everything. So I just go out and do a walk, and I know that supports me in multiple other ways as well. I know with my sleep, how much sleep, what I perform best on, the number of hours of sleep. And my magic number is probably 7, but I generally get around 6 hours. But I know those days where I am able to get a little bit more, I am more switched on, more focused. And so that's a goal for me as I move forward, to try and get in maybe that extra half an hour to an hour of sleep, because I just feel so much better and perform so much better on that amount of sleep. I know when it comes to my business, what works best for me is having accountability. And so I use a little app where the night before I set the 5 priorities for myself that I want to achieve for the next day. I rate my day every day in number and in words. I rate my effort in numbers and in words as well, as in like out of 10. And I then make sure that I'm scheduling all those prior time for those to achieve those priorities in my schedule each day. And then I get up each day and I do that the night before. Then I know when I get up each day, I know what it is that I need to do, because I just look at the calendar and okay, yes, that relates to this priority, bang, let's go. I set my calendar up in the shortest amount of time is 15 minutes in my calendar, but generally I use 30 minute blocks. The client sessions that I do are normally 30 or 60 minute blocks, and pardon me, what that does is it just makes sure that my schedule is fully fully booked out for the day. I know exactly what it is that I'm going to do. If I forget, then I just look at my schedule, and then I know that what also helps me perform really well is making sure that I stick to the schedule, because you can have a schedule and ignore it, but I make sure that I then hold myself to sticking to the schedule. It doesn't always work. It just doesn't always work because there's a lot of competing things going on around you, and not everything's going to work every day. And in doing those things, I know that I make progress. Within that schedule, I block out time to spend with the kids. I'm making sure that every single day, I am trying to get better outcomes than the previous day. That is where my focus is. I want to get better results today than I did yesterday. I want to be a better person today than I was yesterday. I want to achieve more today than I did yesterday. I want to build relationships. That's another area where I've spent a lot of time on over this last 12 months, spending time every day, every week, looking at relationships. I make sure that I then also spend a good portion of time on a weekend, whether it be a Saturday or a Sunday is my favorite day to do it, where I will set up the week in advance for success. And I will look at the week that was and see, okay, did I achieve everything that I wanted to achieve? So then let's say I didn't get a chance to do this yesterday, but I will in the next couple of days. I'll look at, by this time next week, what are the things that I want to achieve? What do I want to have achieved by this time next week? And to say, yeah, that was a great week by being able to achieve that. When you focus on those things, then what I find is your futuristic focusing, you're always driving forward to look at that next thing, that next step. And one piece of momentum builds another piece of momentum. And before you know it, you're achieving more things than most people are. You're achieving more than your competitors in business. And you're just getting more satisfaction. And you're realizing things that I've been able to do over this first part of the year. So many people are only just getting started, or I'm hearing a couple of businesses that are folding up in my area because they just, cash flow is an issue, there's builders are under pressure, there's hospitality businesses under pressure, there's other small business owners that are under pressure as well, because they're not focusing on how to create that winning mindset. What are all the things that you need to do to create success in your life? And there are so many aspects to it, so many aspects. The ones that I've just given you there are the ones that I use to help me move forward every single day. You've got to constantly push. And so I guess the last one I'll close on is that work ethic, that consistency in work ethic every single day. Yeah, not just 5 days a week, not from 9 to 5, yeah, every single day. You've got to be pushing. That's the only way you get better. And it's the only way to develop a winning mindset. So it doesn't matter what comes your way. There is always opportunity. And probably the single biggest thing that has changed for me over the last 10 years has been that it doesn't matter what happens in my life, it all comes down to how I look at it. Because there are so many things that you cannot control. But what you can always control is what things mean to you. And if you look at any situation that happens to you, anything, let's call it what you define as a bad situation. Let's say COVID. You say COVID, bad. That's a bad situation. That's going to mean this, 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 and this for me. That's what most humans go to. But then imagine if you flip that and say, well, okay, yes, I can't control that. But what is the opportunity here for me right now? What can I learn by going through what I'm going through right now? How can I grow from what it is that I'm going through right now? And if you put your true heart and soul into answering those questions, it's impossible to answer them negatively. Because if you ask, how can I grow from this? And your immediate response is, I can't grow from it. That's the problem with you. It's not the situation, it's you. And it's you not thinking enough about how do I grow through this? And trust me, a lot of this stuff is really painful to go through because bad things happen to good people, but it's how you respond to it and you define what it means to you, because everything happens for a reason. You've just got to come up with what is the right definition for you in an empowering way. And that is the way to add into your toolkit of things to make you have this winning mindset. So it doesn't matter what happens, you will always win. You'll always succeed. So if you'd like to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation with me. I'd love to connect with you. It doesn't matter where you are. It's free. It's anywhere in the world. It's 30 minutes personally with me. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.